It's the second time in a week that students at the school could not complete their first day. Last week, students showed up but were turned away after the city's fire marshal told officials they were not allowed in the building. The situation upset parents like Jonelle Terrell.
It's frustrating for me as a parent. Not only do I have to stop what I'm doing, leave work, but my child is suffering because of this.
Even though Riverdale is in charge of inspections, Terrell blames the Clayton County School Board because it turned down Utopian three times when the school applied for district charter status.
The city is in cahoots with the school board, but it's the school board.
City officials say they became involved after receiving several letters from the Clayton School District, who owns the building. They say the school system told them the school was not supposed to be in the building because it was leased by a third party not agreed to by the district. Officials say the school should have entered into a contract with the Riverdale Downtown Development Authority rather than the third party. Riverdale Mayor Evelyn Wynn Dixon says safety is the city's only interest, and she denies attempting to keep the school from opening for any other reason.
I ain't got a dog in that fight. All we needed to do was just make sure the kids can get in the building and start school.
Clayton School Board member Jesse Gorey says the board is not standing in Utopian's way.
I'm not taking the blame as a school board member because we had this issue before us last Monday. We clearly stated that we were not putting them out of the building and that we were going to work with the school.
Utopian founder and executive director Artesius Miller is hopeful that's the case. He says the board presenting the school with a new lease agreement would show the district is acting in good faith. Still, Miller believes there are some Riverdale or county officials who don't want the school to open.
It's one of those things where we have presented a charter school application for the last 3 years and we've been denied, and you have some people that are friends with folks from the school board, and I think that, hey, it goes back to bullying.
Prior to a few weeks ago, school officials were under the impression they had gained all the needed approvals to start school. City officials say once a school is able to pass the inspections, students could attend classes as early as Wednesday. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.